Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, we are back in our regular studio. Oh, boy, it's a great feeling. How are you doing, Professor Terry?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm happy for you.
Hey, listen, we got to press our way through.
Oh, you know it.
You know, that's a testament to when things go wrong, we don't just give up.
No, no.
We were here each and every morning with half of the system up, but now we got have the chat room, but we got the chat room back. We weren't able to go into the studio and open up any phone lines, and so, but we did it, you know, and that's what it's all about. So, those of you who are tuned in, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Have a powerful topic for you this morning. As you know, each and every Tuesday, Professor Terry Benjamin, who is an author, a playwright, a movie producer, a publisher, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and also a grandfather to a set of twins. He's an awesome businessman. Professor, college professor, has many other skills and talents as it relates to the college, as he was the director of admissions for many, many years at one of Union County, one of their most prestigious campuses, the college in Cranford, New Jersey. And so he knows a lot about college process, what students need. So he's way more than a college professor. So, and he teaches English and literature and African American literature. He also has won many awards, and one of those is in the area of the EOF program. So he knows a lot about that program. He sat on boards. And he's attended you can imagine being a director of admissions for college like Union County College, one of the biggest county colleges we have in the state of New Jersey, and bigger than some four-year institutions. And so he's, in other words, he's got it going on. So I just want to give him a hand, and I want you to also celebrate him.
Wow, thank you for all of that.
Okay.
Said, man, for all those accomplishments, I must be about 80 years old, right?
Well, that's...
my secret is that I started young, you know?
And you know what? Oh, this is why we don't, you know, feel that these things are so important. And a lot of times people don't like the accolades to be hurled at them. But here's what we have to realize sometimes. The youth, if they don't hear our journey and see our steps, how can they possibly follow? They cannot. And so they need the young people today who are 14, 12, 9, and all of these things. They need to know that a very powerful and successful career, whether it's yours or Jay-Z, it doesn't matter. Both of you did the same thing. You started young. People look and they see these stars in their glory now, and they think they just woke up one day and became famous. It doesn't work like that. You have to start young. And so I'm glad you said that, because let's tell the youth. So they think they can play around until they're 30 and 40 and then do what you do. No, you can't do that.
No, and it's so funny because basically what you're doing in your youth, you're sort of planting seeds. And it's so funny, you know, we talk about, you know, careers. And we have to realize that you're going to have more than one career in your lifetime. And like I said, you were telling me about some of my accomplishments. And again, it's like different careers, different jobs. And the thing is, it's not finished. I mean, I'm still doing new things. But, you know, again, the sooner you start, the better. You know,
well, you know, that
only so many hours in a day, you know?
Well, that's so true. As I'm working with the young 18-year-olds now coming into the college with that college success seminar class, and I love when I see them, they're like, I don't know what major to take. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I says, don't worry. You're young. Do three or four.
Yeah.
Don't waste time not picking any because you don't know which one. You're young enough to pick one and do that for 4 years. If that doesn't work, go do another. And
that's right.
A lot of times when you get people in their 40s and 50s, they feel like, well, I better, you know, it's like the last ditch effort. I better get something because I need to work at it for the next 10 years or so. But anyway, so come on and go with our topic, because this is an exciting topic. And I actually pulled up the clip from when Dr. Dennis Kimbrough spoke.
Oh my goodness.
So halfway through, at the halfway marker, halfway in your presentation, I'll just a 2-minute clip of that, but go ahead.
Did you actually videotape that program?
I don't know if it was this was the second year. This wasn't the first year.
Now, the first year was 2007. Is that correct?
No? That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah, because it's so funny. Like I said, you know, this whole again, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Dr. Kimbrough, because the first time I actually heard him speak was at the 2007 Wealth Strategy Symposium that you hosted at Essex County College. And at that time, as a matter of fact, I have a little cassette tape of that program. And you said, and I quote, you said, this is a time in history to be talking about wealth. You know, you said that in 2007, and now it's 2013, and we're still talking about it. But the thing is that I got from Dr. Dennis Kimbrough that particular day, you have a choice. And the choice is to choose wealth. And at that time, you're talking about wealth creation. And now we have, in 2013, we have a new book by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, and it's entitled The Wealth Choice, Success Secrets of Black Millionaires. And so Dr. Kimbrough has continued what we've been talking about since 2007, and now it's 2013. I would love, if it's possible, to get all those people together for some kind of reunion. But in the meantime, we have Dr. Kimbrough's book. And, I mean, it is a book where I have my book here, and I've got notes in here. I've dog-eared pages. I've written in the book, got notes in the margin. And it's still not enough, because, again, this is a book that I will treasure and that I will read time and time again. And one of the things that I want to talk about, and just sort of to get us started with today's program, is saying that this particular book is just out. As a matter of fact, it just came out. And I believe that we need to invest in our future. And one of the ways to invest in our future is continue our lifelong learning. And again, Dr. Kimbrough says, and I begin my particular presentation today on page 19 of his book. And on page 19, he talks about the 9 disciplines of black millionaires. And he says here, and it's really interesting, he says here, you know, I'm often asked what common traits I observe as I interviewed many of the day's black wealthy. And he identifies two traits, two characteristics of black millionaires. Number one, there is a relentless commitment to lifelong learning, okay? If the wealthy are always learning, they're always learning new things, they're always learning how to make their business better. So number one, a common trait of these black millionaires is one, a relentless commitment to lifelong learning. Number two, a tenacity of purpose, okay? They know what they want to do, and they go after it. A lot of people sit around talking about what they want to do but never move. I think most people don't get ahead because they don't really stick to what they said they're going to do. So Dr. Kimball said if you want to become a black millionaire, number one, you have to have a relentless commitment to lifelong learning, and number two, a tenacity of purpose. And then he goes on to talk about the nine disciplines of black millionaires. I'm going to put that out there, but really the I think the essence of his book, really the I guess the reason for the book is really to discuss, and he does it in great depth, really the laws of wealth, you know, and he identifies in the book seven laws of wealth. And so what I like to do is I like to put out the nine disciplines, and then I want to end by just putting out the seven laws of wealth, and then we'll have our discussion. But I just want to get this out right quick because I think, again, this is just important for people to have it really going by the book, okay? So, again, the nine disciplines of black millionaires. I'm just going to put it out there. Discipline number one, be passionate and focus on unique strengths. Develop clear, delineated goals. Discipline one, be passionate and focus on unique strengths. Develop clear, delineated goals. Discipline number two, autonomous and independent. Deep need for internal control. Highly motivated self-starters. Discipline number two, autonomous and independent. Deep need for internal control. Highly motivated self-starters. Discipline number three, industrious. Strong work ethic. Bias for action. Discipline three, industrious, strong work ethic, bias for action. Discipline number four, creativity and innovation. Recognize the powers of ideas. Discipline number four, creativity and innovation. Recognize the powers of ideas. Discipline number five, never consider the possibility of failure. Discipline number five, never consider the possibility of failure. Discipline number six, inquisitive, strong desire to know, quick to absorb and apply new information. Discipline number six, inquisitive, strong desire to know, quick to absorb and apply new information. Discipline number seven, strong sales skills. Sell is not a four-letter word. Discipline seven, strong sales skills. Sell is not a four-letter word. Discipline number eight, savings. Thrifty and frugal in nature. Discipline number eight, savings. Thrifty and frugal in nature. Discipline number nine, spirituality, the gospel of wealth. Discipline number nine, spirituality, the gospel of wealth. So these are the nine disciplines of black millionaires. And like I said, this is a really fascinating thing because, again, as you look at these disciplines, you can look at yourself and see if you have, you know, if you have these characteristics. And then I want to go to what Dr. Dennis Kimbrough calls the seven laws of wealth. The seven laws of wealth. First law of wealth. Wealth begins in the mind but ends in the purse. First law of wealth. Wealth begins in the mind but ends in the purse. Second law of wealth, decide that you will not be poor. Second law of wealth, decide that you will not be poor. Third law of wealth, believe in thyself when no one else will. Third law of wealth, believe in thyself when no one else will. fourth law of wealth. To thy own self be true. Find your unique gifts. Fourth law of wealth. To thine own self be true. Find your unique gifts. Fifth law of wealth. How may I serve thee? Fifth law of wealth. How may I serve thee? Sixth law of wealth. Thou shalt own thy own business. Sixth law of wealth. Thou shalt own thy own business. And seventh law of wealth. Make thy money grow. Seventh law of wealth makes thy money grow. And also throughout this book, he has a different many lessons. I'd like to just read one. This is lesson number four. Then we can have a discussion. Millionaire lesson number four, and there's many throughout the book. And Dr. Kimbrell says, and I quote, when you make up your mind that you are done with poverty, that you will have nothing more to do with it, that you are going to erase every trace of it from your appearance, your manner, your speech, your actions, your home, your associates, that you are no longer going to tolerate poverty or put up with it, that you have charted a new direction centered squarely on competence and independence, and that nothing on earth can turn you from your goal, you will be amazed to discover a newfound power replete with confidence, reassurance, self-respect, and prosperity. Resolve within that wealth is your divine destiny. And this is Millionaire Lesson Number 4. And throughout the book, he interviews some very interesting people, some very prominent people, some we know, some we don't know, but some you may know who are interviewed in this book on Black Millionaires is Les Brown, Herman Cain, Kirk Franklin, Tyrese Gibson, Earl G. Graves, Farrah Gray, Steve Harvey, Kathy Hughes, T.D. Jakes, Damon John, Spike Lee, Henry Parks, Tyler Perry, Antonio Reed, and Barbara Smith. Just a few of the Black millionaires that Dr. Dennis Kimbrough has interviewed for his film, for his book, The Wealth Choice, Success Secrets of Black Millionaires. And this is, again, in conjunction with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, which really we are Napoleon Hill is most noted for many books, but I guess his most famous book is a book entitled Think and Grow Rich. And not too long ago, Dr. Kimbrough actually wrote and released a book entitled Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, which is based on the writings of Napoleon Hill. And his latest book, The Wealth Choice, really is sort of designed the same way that Think and Grow Rich is designed. I mean, in the book written in 1937, Napoleon Hill talks about different people, and he uses their story to illustrate how one thinks and grows rich. And I love what Dr. Kimbrough said in his book when he talks about the fact that, you know, there are different things, the different laws of wealth. And the first law of wealth is that wealth begins in the mind, begins in the purse. So you have to really develop your mind and to develop the ideas that you need to do to become rich. And just one last thing before we begin our discussion. I now have a Comcast Infinity, and we're going through the channels, and there is a whole channel devoted to people 50 plus, and it's called RLTV. It's called Real Life TV, and like for 24/7, there's films, there's programs, really geared toward people who are 50 plus. And so now I got to really get sort of really getting gear here, because I thought about developing a TV station for Sexy at 60. So again, I mean, the ideas are out there. We just got to move with them. But it starts in the mind, like Dr. Kimbrough says, and it ends in the purse. And again, this is a great book. This is an important book. And I hope all those listen that will go out and buy this book. And maybe, you know, one day you'll meet Dr. Kimbrough. I plan to meet him and present my book to him and have him sign it, because, again, many people buy books and don't read them. And some people like myself buy books and devour them and just can't wait for opportunity to share, which I've been given every Tuesday. So, again, I thank you, Lisa. I thank Dr. Kimbrough. I also thank the people listen to the program. I know a lot of people listen to the program in archives, but, you know, it's all really part of my service to those who I encounter. So, again, I thank you for the opportunity, but this book is really a book, and the book is entitled The Wealth Choice, Success Secrets of Black Millionaires by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And it's just out, and it's published by Paul Graves Macmillan. So that's it for me. So, again, I'd like to show this a little further.
Yeah, that's. I was just looking on Dr. Kimbrough's Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
That, yeah, I saw the book there. Awesome. I didn't realize he had the new book. I do remember back to actually having met him in at something that the New Jersey Black Chamber of Commerce had an event.
Wow.
And Kimbrough was one of the speakers, and that's where I met Dr. Kimbrough, and I just simply walked up to him and asked him if he would come and speak at an event that I put together. And he said, yeah, give me a call.
And that easy, right?
I had no blueprint, no plan for any kind of event. And so, but I had his card and I had his word that, yes, he would come. So I went home and prayed about it and asked the Lord to lead me. And that's what I came up with. Was a Wealth Strategy Symposium. That was the name of it, the Wealth Strategy Symposium. I knew that I didn't know much about Dr. Dennis Kimbrough other than having heard him speak. Well, I knew of him from being a motivational speaker with the Les Brown and that crew, Bill Diamond Taylor, and Yael Van Zandt. I knew that's... Whenever I thought of him, I thought of the four of them and being all African-American motivational speakers kind of out there in the circuit around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I really knew. I didn't know he was originally from New Jersey, right here from Hackensack, graduated from Hackensack High School, didn't realize he was a college professor down at Clark Atlanta, which was the school that I had actually applied to when I was graduating Union.
Wow.
College. Applied to Clark, got accepted, and was on my way there, but we ended up not moving to Atlanta. So all those little things, had no idea. And then to have the Wealth Strategy Symposium and have the then Mayor Sharp James, who was over one of the departments at the college, who said he would fund, when I took him the plans, he said he would fund the whole thing, and he did.
That's amazing.
Whole event, his flight in, his honorarium, the food that we ate in the back room, I mean, everything, the room, we paid for literally nothing. The only thing I think I paid for was gas in the car that we picked Dr. Kimbrough up from the airport, my brother-in-law and my husband, and the videotape. But so, yes, Terry, he's very powerful, and I know that book, and I know his other book, What Makes Great, great.
Yes.
And it's so
funny because, you know, I find people like Dr. Kimbrough, they are so gracious about sharing their time and sharing their information. I mean, it's like, you know, reading this book, and you know, I can actually hear his voice in the book, you know.
But, you know, I'm even thinking about, okay, that was April. That event happened in April 2007.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was, at that time, I didn't even know of, you know, of President Obama because I wasn't.
That's right. You're right.
So who knew the economy wasn't where it is today, of course. And so at that time, you know, there wasn't all this talk at that time about being an entrepreneur, starting your own business. You have to do it, that kind of thing. You can't hire, no one else will hire you, hire yourself. There wasn't really that talk at that moment. So it was like the conference preceded what actually did end up happening. And so we had people like Georgia Woodbine, Diane Murray, and you know, some others. I can't remember all the names right now. People did attend. But we... but we are going to definitely do that again.
Yeah, because, again, I think more so than ever before, this entrepreneurial thing is so important. And what you're doing, Lisa, I mean, it's just brilliant. I mean, again, we have to understand that we hold our own financial destiny in our own hands. You know, if we fail to realize that, we're going to find ourselves in big trouble. And it's so funny, and I don't know if it's the sign of the times, but I, you know, at this point, I read very little fiction. I read a lot of business books, and the thing that really sort of sends thrills to my soul is the fact that in many of these self-help business books, they're quoting the Bible.
Of course.
And it's almost like, you know, it's almost like a circle. I mean, they're going back to the source, because anything that you need to know about life is in the Bible.
And
people are thinking that it's man, but it's never man. It's God put that in for a reason. You know, we were never meant to be filled with lack and just anxiety. God put us on earth to live a good life, but it's us that messed it up. But it's us that we refuse to use our potential and our gifts that we were given. You know.
You know. You're so. Let me just play like just a 2 minute.
Please, I'd love to hear that. Yes.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get our technology working here and see what happens.
That's great.
That's actually Dr. Calfani. But let's get to Dr. Kimbrough. Minutes in the show. Let's see. Where is Dr. Kimbrough coming on at? Somewhere around here, I think. Dr. Kimbrough, where are you? Now that I stopped it, okay, you know how that goes.
Of course. This is live radio.
Okay, you know what? Where is Dr. Kimbrough? Well, that was a good introduction not now. It doesn't want to. Okay. Well, let's see what happens. Now, here it comes.
Although we go for it less fortunate than us. And I think that we hear and compelled.
Okay, here it comes.
Yes, this is the man.
Hold on. This is a... Okay, there he is.
God bless you, child.
Here he comes.
It was Thanksgiving. Two brothers sat at a cluttered kitchen table. The house reeked to stay alive. Flies hovered over piles of dirty dishes in the sink. As usual, couch. One child was perched in front of the television, while the other immersed himself in about the same hell on earth with daily physical and emotional abuse. One of them ran with a fence around. Like his old man, he cut a path straight to drinking and drugs. While the second boy buried himself in his studies. A teacher praised his efforts, and as a result, he excelled. He worked hard. And won a scholarship to Morehouse College.
Okay, well, you can listen to the rest of it in YouTube. So if you just go to YouTube and type in Dr. Dennis Kimbrough speaking at the 2008 Wealth Strategy Symposium, and, you know, I like to do certain conferences like that as opposed to a second annual, third annual, but
yeah.
We just put the year. Therefore, the next time you hold it, you just host that year number. So there possibly may be a 2013 Wealth Strategy Symposium. I've been working on, we have the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs in, Summit coming up. That's in August. But we definitely, I was talking with the Dr. Calfani at the college about doing that event there again at Essex, since we held the other two sessions there. Probably going back to do another one but of course, if we do it, it would have to be for probably either the fall or the spring, because they're better to do when the college is in session, as you well know, Terry. So wealth was Dr. Kimbrough's forte. That's what he studies, wealth and poverty.
Yeah, it's interesting because today at the Essex County College, there is a presentation entitled Find the Entrepreneur in You. It's a special guest, Ron Robinson, and this is from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at Essex County College today, you know, on Tuesday, March the 19th. And so I'm saying, you know, really this idea is ideas which time has come, and it's in Ziegler Hall on the second floor of Essex County College. And really, I mean, there is so much out there for entrepreneurs, so there's really no reason for no one to not get this message. But again, I think people just don't understand that, you know, it's up to you. It's on you. And you have to really be proactive, you know. A lot of people understand, you know, life is to be lived, and it's to be lived to the fullest. And it was Henry James, and I love this quotation. It was Henry James who said, "It's time to start living the life you've imagined." You know, it's time to start living the life you imagine. I like to say that, you know, it's never too late to live the life that you imagine for yourself. It's not too late when you're 50, 60, 70, or whatever. As long as there's life and strength, you can do this. But you have to start somewhere. And again, and at least what you're talking about, you know, this whole new approach to your program. An entrepreneur, you said that being an entrepreneur is like the new black, you know, it's the new hip thing. But you know what? Well, hip things, a lot of times they say, but this is something we can't afford to fade on this, because this is just too important, and not just for us. You know, like I said, now that I'm a grandparent, you know, I feel older and wiser, but also feel that I want to leave something for my twins, you know. For my son's and his wife's twins, I'm going to leave something for Khalil and Aurelia, and it starts now. You know, I mean, I pray that I have another 20 years, because I want to see them go to college, and they will go to college. That's understood from, you know, from right now. But the thing is that I want to be able to guide them and share with them what I have, what I've learned. Because again, for me, learning is definitely a lifelong process. But again, you know, Dr. Kimbrough's book is right on time, as always. As a matter of fact, it may be ahead of its time, because there's so many ideas in his book that we need to really digest and really, you know, learn to apply in our everyday life, you know.
Yes, that is so true. Well, we are out of time, but it's been great discussing this very powerful book with us. Thank you so much, because I didn't realize he had a new book out. So thank you to bringing it to us.
Yeah.
Thank you to each and every one of you who have tuned in to the broadcast on today all about entrepreneurs, and guess what? It's all about you. So thank you, Professor Terry.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
We'll see you. Absolutely. No, thank you for bringing and sharing with us. Have a blessed day, and everyone, you do the same. And it's snowy out there, so let's go out and see what's going on.
Yes, be careful out there. And take and grow rich.
No, that's
it's a choice.
That's if you're in New Jersey. I don't want it to seem as we know we're broadcasting all over the world, so it may not be snowy where you are, but if you're in New Jersey, you're like at the first spring to help usher in. Take care and have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Thank you.